Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first episode of our brand new podcast, where today we will be exploring the absolute monarchy of Russia. Just as a heads up, I will most likely butcher all of these names. So now that you have been sufficiently warned, let's jump right into the year 1672, when Peter the Great was born in Moscow, Russia, to Alexei Nikolaevich and Natalia Narashkina. His childhood was rather uneventful, other than learning the ways of scholarship, horseback riding, court etiquette, and swordsmanship, until one night, on February 8, 1676, when his father suffered a fatal heart attack. Even though his mother was still alive, and would be so until February 4, 1694, young Peter took the throne. Being a 10-year-old, Peter was not fully prepared to take his father's place as Tsar of Russia, so often he relied on the advice and ideas of his advisors and mother. Once old enough, he left his mother in charge, and Peter went in an expedition around Europe to find the best technologies and improvements. But he was most fascinated by England. In England, he learned many new things, such as working for Parliament. Peter also learned small things, such as pulling teeth and saddle making. He wanted to make Russia the best country in the world, but could only do so by learning the tricks, trades, and workings of Europe. The best part is, when he came back, he made all his courtiers wear Western dress apparel, as well as shave any facial hair. He implemented this rule or law by force, and if any courtiers refused to shave his or her beards or mustaches, Peter would go in with a blade and shave it off himself, much to their chagrin. As of then, Russia was lagging behind when it came to scientific and technological improvements. Not many technologies were advancing as fast as all the other countries, and Peter saw and knew this. Once he brought his knowledge back to Russia, he taught the people everything he knew about it, hoping that one day they could be the most powerful. His wife, Catherine I, was a very powerful woman who had ambiguous designs for Russia and herself. Together, Catherine and Peter ruled Russia under an iron fist. They loved control and power. They also loved the wealth they gained from living like kings and queens. Power was the ultimate reward for royalty, along with wealth and renown. Power was their key to holding more. And if you could make yourself strong, you could seize more power and protect what you already have. This is why Peter and his wife held the throne until 1725, when Peter died of gangrene, bringing his rule to an end. Although his reign may not have been very long, his legacy was strong, as he brought many, many new amazing things to Russia that they had never seen or been able to do before. This new social and technological reform improved all aspects of Russia, although their government might not have been the best. And that is it for all the information. Our sponsor today, our first one, is Pane in the Glass. They offer affordable glass repairs and replacements for a cheap cost. They provide quality work and materials that should fit your every need. No matter how difficult it is to find another company or to replace your glass for a cheap, effective price, no matter how much a pain in the glass they are, you can always count on us at Pane in the Glass. I personally have never used them because I don't own a house, but if I did, they would be the first person and company that I looked into. Our next sponsor is Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is the best way to get a clean, effective shave for only a few dollars a month. They send you a new razor and bottle of shaving cream for a ridiculously low price. You can upgrade and get our premium shave kit with a nicer razor, and even better shave cream for just a few more dollars. I've never joined this due to my lack of facial hair, But I did shave my tongue once when I was younger, and I'll tell you that it cut through the skin really well, so I know that it was a sharp quality razor. Our final section in this episode is called Raving Random, where I tell strange and sometimes interesting stories that are the most random thing you have ever heard. So without further ado, here comes Bend Over and the story of Bill Roberts. Bend Over looked at the magic newspaper in his hand and felt anxious. He walked over to the window and reflected on his dull surroundings. He had always loved sunny Wakanda with its watery, wet waters, and it's a place that encouraged his tendencies to feel anxious. Then he saw something in the distance. Or rather, someone. It was the figure of Bill Roberts. Bill was a spiteful knight with vast lips and blonde toes. Ben gulped. He glanced at his own reflection. He was a caring, deep, squashy drinker with fragile lips and ugly toes. His friends saw him as a vain, vigorous fisker. Once, he had even brought a fuzzy toddler back from the brink of death. But not even a caring person who had once brought a fuzzy toddler back from the brink of death was prepared for what Bill had in store today. The wind blew like cooking kittens, making Ben calm. As Ben stepped outside and Bill came closer, he could see the uninterested smile on his face. Bill gazed with an affection of 4,066 daring putrid puppies. He said in a hushed tone, "I want revenge." Ben looked back, even calmer, and still unfingered the magic newspaper. "Bill, I hate you," he replied. Then they looked at each other with sleeping feelings, like two combative, cooperative cats smiling at a very incredible funeral. Who had trance music playing in the background, with two special uncles hoping for the best. Suddenly, Bill lunged forward and tried to punch Bill in the face. Quickly, Ben grabbed the magic newspaper and brought it down on Bill's skull. Bill's vast lips trembled and blonde toes wobbled. He looked delighted, his emotions raw like a pleasant, pickled potato. Then he let out an agonizing groan and collapsed to the ground. Moments later, Bill Roberts was dead. Ben Dover went back inside and made himself a nice beaker of squash. That's the end of that story. It was written by me, very strange, and has absolutely no meaning.